Come on, come on. Give it up for Mr. Lamar Hill. Hearts of All Men on the People Station, 93.7 WBOK. And of course, you're plugged into the city with none other than your girl, Miss Adri V, on a Black History Month weekend. And now, as I told you before we went into our commercial break, I have a special guest in the studio with me, one of Buffalo's own, number 18 from the Buffalo Bills, Mr. Damon Roosevelt. How you doing today, sir? I'm going to need for you to speak up, bruh.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you
I'm
now.
I'm doing real good.
You doing real good?
Glad to be here.
I'm just happy you're finally here, because I remember sitting at the table. It was you, James Starks, in the Student Union, University of Buffalo. I said, yo, when y'all get famous, I just want to get an interview.
I remember that, yeah.
You remember that?
I definitely remember that.
Because I was sure, like, I better be the first to get one. Now, you went from playing at St. Joe's High School to being a Bull for University at Buffalo, and now playing the NFL for the Buffalo Bills. How does that feel of being a hometown player?
It's really just hitting me, you know, just an amazing feeling. So much support I have here with, you know, family and friends, it just, you know, feels good. It's a blessing.
I definitely see that as a blessing. Now, how does it feel like now you're in the NFL, you're playing with players that you look up to? Like, I be in a huddle like, yo, Doc, can I get in it? Can I, you know, can you sign my helmet? Can you sign my jersey? How does it feel?
It's just... You know, it's unbelievable. It's unreal. You know, you see people like Lee Evans and you talk to him and, you know, see how much he knows about the game. And, you know, just somebody that played in the league for so long like him. And, you know, you saw him as, you know, I told him I used to wear his jersey at Little League practice. And now just, you know, be with him practicing is definitely crazy.
That is so cute. Now, what was the transition like now playing from University of Buffalo was a D1, correct? Yes. And now you're playing in the NFL. What is that transition like from playing under Turner Gill? So now you're playing like in the NFL. Is your workouts different? Like, what are you eating differently? Because you got bigger than when I last time I saw you in college.
Yeah, definitely. The workouts are pretty intense. But, you know, Coach Gill did a good job with, you know, what he knew and, you know, just helping us out at UB and, you know, teaching us so much things, you know, he taught. And, you know, just to come to the NFL, you know, it's definitely a lot faster, a lot, you know, a lot, people are a lot stronger. So you definitely got to get used to that.
All right. Well, Buffalo, we're going to keep him here locked up with me for some time now because we got some more questions. And I got some calls to answer. So if you got any questions for Mr. Namon Roosevelt, number 18. From the Buffalo Bills. Hit us up. 644-9393 is the number. Keep it plugged in right here with the girl, Miss Adri V, on BLK. Don't be afraid of police. Don't be afraid of the police or me. It's the People Station 93.7 WBLK. Of course, you're plugged into the city with your girl, none other than Miss Adri V, on a Black History Month weekend. And I got my man, Mr. Namon Roosevelt, in the building, still here rocking out with me. Am I holding you hostage?
Nah, I'm good.
Am I keeping you away from the club right now?
Nah, we straight.
Okay, we good today. So I'm going to get right into some more of our questions from our listeners. So you didn't necessarily get drafted into the NFL. Were you disappointed in that area, or were you just satisfied with being able to just get on?
Well, I was definitely disappointed because, you know, I thought it was going to happen. But, you know, during the whole draft, you know, I was getting calls from different teams. And, you know, just to get that and, you know that, you know, a team wants you was definitely good. And, you know, it was definitely my choice and my decision to come to Buffalo because I thought it would be the best fit.
That's what's up. Now you're in the NFL. How has it changed your life? I mean, like, you got groupies coming after you. I mean, got ladies already calling in like, I'm trying to be his baby mama. Nah, that's a little crazy. You got a special lady in your life. I mean, how does this have shifted and changed you? You teasing. You put your head down. What's going on?
It's definitely been crazy, but, you know, I got my head on straight. My mom and, you know, they did a good job with that.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, be doing too much or, you know, none of that.
I'm happy to hear that because I get really upset when I start hearing so much stuff about these crazy people. So we're going to make sure that your name stay clean in these streets, and we're going to have to get that Be Gone spray on you.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
Okay, now you're playing for the Buffalo Bills, and you basically went for the practice team to now you're actually on the squad, and you contributed 139 yards. Now, how did it feel like when you begin to just see yourself moving up gradually from coming to the practice team now you actually signed the contract for 2 years, correct?
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It's definitely, you know, a long time coming. You know, just from, you know, the summer working out right after college, you know, just getting prepared for this moment. And, you know, definitely being in the NFL, you got to be confident. That's the thing that, you know, stands out from the other people is, you know, how confident you are. So when you go out there and you do the things you do, you got to be confident with it. So, you know, that's what I try to bring is just, you know, a lot of confidence and, you know, just believing in myself.
Nice. Now you're in the NFL, you achieved a goal. What is the next thing for you?
The next thing is, you know, just to continue to work hard. I know it's going to be a lot harder now since it's, you know, second year. You know, I definitely know what to do now and things to get myself better. So, you know, just working hard at it and, you know, staying in the NFL. That's a big thing you see is a lot of people that, you know, they get there and, you know, they, you know, be complacent and things like that. And that's what I'm not trying to do. I'm trying to stay.
Okay. Now, do you feel like you want to remain with the Buffalo Bills or do you see yourself, you know, moving and going somewhere else? Because you're the hometown kid, man.
Yeah, I love it here, man. This is, you know, this is my town, and you know, I get so much support, and you know, it's just definitely good to be here. So I'm glad where I'm at right now.
Okay, and we're happy to have you. Now let's get into the Super Bowl Sunday. Now Super Bowl Sunday is this Sunday.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Definitely excited.
Now,
man,
I don't know who you rooting for. What team you want to win?
Green and yellow. I'm Packers, man. I gotta go for James Starks.
James Starks. Now, have you and him been in contact with each other since then?
Yeah, I definitely. We, you know, text back and forth, man. I try not to bother him. I already know he got a, you know, millions and millions of people calling him. So, you know, I just text him. He texts here and there, you know, just, you know, hoping for the best for him.
That's his island. We definitely rooting for him. I know some people be jumping on different bandwagons when it comes to the teams or even rooting for this team. I root for whoever I know on the squad. If it's you playing, I'm rooting for the Bills. If it's Buck playing, James Starks, I'm rooting for him. If it's Mike playing, I'm rooting for them. So if it's people, I'm really not big on the teams. Mm-hmm. I'm big on the players. So I support whoever I want to support.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, we had a caller calling before asking questions about, you know, when are you guys out in the community doing different things? Now, I'm real big on, you know, giving back to the community and making sure that the youth see your face in different places as you, you know, to be an example. So exactly what are you doing to play your part in giving back?
Well, I'm definitely, you know, going around the city, talking to kids, just giving back because I know for me, it'd definitely be good if a Bills, you know, a player from or just a person that, you know, that does what he's doing. And, you know, just to come back and talk to kids and see that, you know, they're able to do it too. And, you know, just working hard and, you know, just thinking, you know, thinking positive. That's the thing, thinking positive. So, you know, I definitely try to give back and, you know, I'm still doing it right now. So, you know, anybody got, you know, anything they want me to do, talking to kids and things like that, you know, I'm down for it.
All right, so now you're saying that I'm definitely going to put you to work on that. Now, I'm real big on being a go-getter. You got to be a go-getter. Nothing in life is just given to you. Nothing in life is just handed to you. Now, do you feel it's necessary and why would you want to encourage the youth to be a go-getter?
Definitely, you know, you got to go pretty much, you know, everything you do. You got people that, you know, all over the country that's, you know, doing the same thing you do, especially, you know, I was learned that earlier, you know, in football, you got kids down in Texas that's, you know, it's hot all year down there. So they working hard, they're doing things, you know, all year to get them better. So definitely, you know, working hard, pushing, you know, doing stuff that the other man is not doing, you know, that's going to get you, you know, ahead in life.
Now, I'm not going to keep you too long, but I'm definitely going to have you come back in another day. We're going to talk some more, chop it up about your experience. You know, more so how was you able to, you know, balance the books and just so much more. So I'm not going to hold you on tonight because I know you got your homeboys with you, Mr. Dave Dawson. That's the name on Twitter. That's his name on Twitter.
Yeah, Dave Dawson, Montero here with me.
And Montero, they're good friends to hold it down with you. So I want to thank you so much. Thank you for the listeners calling in. And I'm going to let this man go so he could go get his groove on.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be here, though.
All right, and I look forward to having you back again. We're going to go chop it up with some students, too.
Oh, certainly.
All right, guys, make sure you keep it locked right here. It's the People Station 93.7 WBLK. 93.7.